Texas upholds national security in President Biden's absence. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 514,900 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 44,600 criminal arrests, with more than 38,900 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 504 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Watch. Governor Abbott. Biden's dangerous border policies threaten public safety. On Thursday, Governor Abbott joined Brian Kilmeade on Fox & Friends to discuss President Biden's lack of meaningful action to address the nation's border crisis. During the interview, the governor slammed the Biden administration for their weak response to the influx of illegal immigrants with criminal records coming into our country and addressed the senseless murder of Jocelyn Nungaray from Houston by two illegal immigrants. The murder of Jocelyn was a direct result of Biden's open border policies, said Governor Abbott. There were multiple opportunities to stop these criminals. One was to have an effective border security plan that would deny illegal entry. Remember, Border Patrol apprehended both of these murderers and then let them go. At the time the murders took place, one of them had an ankle bracelet on them. They were supposed to be monitored, and the Biden administration failed every step of the way. Jocelyn would be alive today had President Biden implemented a secure border plan. Governor Abbott. Texas continues border wall construction in Maverick County. Earlier this week on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott shared ongoing border wall construction in Maverick County. The governor noted that Texas began building its own wall in response to President Biden's refusal to secure the border. Governor Abbott. Texas National Guard deploys drones in El Paso. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott highlighted the Texas National Guard's drone response teams near El Paso preparing for flight operations. The soldiers continue their mission to support law enforcement and arrest those who illegally enter the state. Watch. DPS arrests Oklahoma man for human smuggling, drug possession. DPS troopers stopped a Suzuki SUV on US 277 in Maverick County this week. During the stop, troopers discovered that the driver, from Oklahoma, was smuggling three illegal immigrants. Troopers also located 11.6 grams of crystal meth underneath the driver's seat during an inventory of the vehicle. The driver was charged with smuggling of persons and possession of a controlled substance. The three illegal immigrants, from Honduras, were arrested and charged with criminal trespass. DPS arrests three illegal immigrants on the FBI's special interest group. DPS troopers encountered three special interest illegal immigrants on private property in Maverick County this week. Troopers determined that the three men, two from Mauritania and one from Morocco, were on the Federal Bureau of Investigations, FBI, special interest group. All three were turned over to Border Patrol for further questioning by the FBI and have state charges pending for criminal trespass. DPS arrests wanted criminal. Illegal immigrant in Hidalgo County. The driver of a Chevy Impala led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit after failing to stop for a traffic violation in Hidalgo County this week. The driver, Juan Casango, eventually bailed out. Kasango, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, was arrested and charged with evading arrest and failure to identify for providing false identifying information. Additionally, Kasango had an outstanding warrant for unauthorized use of a vehicle. Texas National Guard continues to construct border barriers. Texas National Guard soldiers working on Operation Lone Star continue working to weld and build Cheval de Frise border barriers in El Paso. These barriers will be installed in drainage areas to impede criminal activity and deter illegal crossings into the state. The barriers also help secure concertina wire and prevent them from being swept by heavy rains and runoff into the Rio Grande River.